song you teach your children about Zacchaeus, a little man climbing up the sycamore.
Nobody ever taught it to me.
Did they not?
Oh, I feel deprived.
I've known that a long time and taught it to many children.
What kind of tree did George Washington cut down?
The cherry tree.
And what is a kind of bush with leaves that turn bright red early in the fall and berries that, and some people say it's poisonous, grows along hedges and roadsides? Do you know S-U-M-A-C-H?
Sumac.
Do they have it here?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And what are kinds of bushes or vines that make your skin break out? Poison something?
Poison oak and poison ivy.
Are they the same?
No, they're different.
Is one a vine?
I think they're both vines.
Do you know what they look like?
No.
Okay. And what are some local berries?
Blueberries, blackberries, strawberries.
What's the kind that looks like a blackberry, but it's red? And it's
raspberry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If it were not good to eat, you'd say be careful about those berries. They might be
poison.
Mm-hmm. And flowering bushes that bloom in the late spring and have pink and white flowers?
Dogwood.
No, these I think are more mountain things.
I don't know.
Do you know mountain laurel?
Yes.
Do they have that here?
Not much.
How do you say it?
Mountain laurel.
Do you know a name for bigger ones that grow further up in the mountains?
Mm-mm.
Rhododendron?
I've heard of it.
But you don't know?
Uh-uh.
Okay. And then what is that large flowering tree that is almost the symbol for the South with great big white flowers?
Dogwood.
No, this is a great big huge thing.
Magnolia.
Yeah, that's it. These are names of family members. Some of them you've said, but I haven't been keeping track, so we'll just run through it quickly. If a married woman didn't want to make up her own mind, she would say, I must ask my
husband.
And he would say, I must ask my
wife.
Are there any joking names they might use for each other?
Spouse.
Anything else?
Better high.
Mm-hmm. Could that be, that's usually the wife.
Yeah.
Could it be,
yeah.
Could it be the husband?
Yeah, it could be the husband.
Okay. A woman whose husband is dead is a
widow.
Do you know what you'd call it if he had just deserted her? Did you ever hear grass?
Grass widow.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. The man whose daughter you are is your
father.
And what did you call your father?
Daddy.
And the his wife is your
mother.
And what did you call her?
Mother.
Okay. And your father and mother together are your
parents.
Your father's father is your
grandfather.
What did you call yours?
Call one Daddy Mac and one Granddaddy.
Mm-hmm. And his wife is your
grandmother.
And you, what would you call yours?
Call one Mom Mac and one Mammy.
Mm-hmm. And your sons and daughters would be your
children.
A name that a child is known by just in the family would be its
nickname?
Yeah. And what would you call something you'd put a baby in and it could lie down on wheels?
Baby bed.
Or you
cradle.
Could take it outside in it.
Playpen.
No, you'd...
Stroller?
It lies down, though, and it has a cover over
buggy.
It. Yeah. And then it, what would you say you're doing if you're taking...
You're pushing the buggy.
Mm-hmm. Your children are your sons and your
daughters.
And they're boys and
girls.
If a woman is going to have a child, you say she's
pregnant.
Any other term for that? Older term? Or, you know, it, I think at one time or another, pregnant was not considered polite to use. Do you know what
else? In a family way.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
a good one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you don't have a doctor to deliver a baby, what do you call the woman?
A midwife.
Mm-hmm. And if the boy and his father have the same appearance, you say he
looks like his father.
And suppose they
favors his father.
If they have the same mannerisms that he
acts like his father.
Okay. If a mother has looked after three children until they've grown up, you say she has
raised her children.
Mm-hmm.
I have three.
Do you? Oh, are they male or female?
I have one daughter and two sons. And uh-huh. Three precious grandchildren.
Ah.
They're
not. You're not old enough to have grandchildren.
Oh, I am. I'm 49. I've got three grandchildren. They had cute slings you ever saw. Two little boys and a little girl.
Oh, you must have really gotten married young, and then your children must have gotten married young. Gee, you're going to have great, great, great grandchildren.
Oh, it's going to be great.
So,
and
so.
They're